Time for the rural news. Susan Murray is in Kirikiriroa, Hamilton. Kia ora, Susan.
Good morning, Kim.
Things weren't as bad, thankfully, in the north of the north, as expected, talking about the rain, of course.
Yeah, that's right. And you always hesitate, don't you, though, to make a statement like that, because I think, as we all know, rain can be localised. You can have a massive slip or slump that can really affect one farm, and then next door it's okay. But, yep, as you say, I think in the far north of Northland, that area in particular, it wasn't hit as nearly as expected. But as we're hearing now, nearer Auckland, North Waikato and parts of Bay of Plenty, there has been a lot of rain. It's arriving as we speak and is expected to keep on sweeping right through. So land will be obviously still moving there. And late last night, Evan Smith, he's a dairy farmer near the Hikurangi Swamp just north of Whangarei. He'd already had a bit of surface flooding. That area does flood a lot. He was expecting things to get worse. He's fenced off paddocks that usually flood, but he said there wasn't much else he could really do. Whangarei-based ag consultant Tafi Manjala says farmers are expecting widespread damage.
The soils are quite saturated, and the impacts of that coupled with the rain is that we're likely to see some trees fall over just because of how wet it is, and some of that might impact on boundary fences, which are responsible for keeping stock contained. So there's a concern from that perspective, and also damage to farm infrastructure like sheds mainly. The other impact of this rain with saturated conditions is that we will see further pasture go underwater, and potentially, given how wet it's been, some of these pastures will need regrassing.
So that's Tafi Manjala in Whangarei. Now, of course, Kim, you've got updates right throughout the morning, so we'll just keep updated with those.
Indeed we do. We've heard a lot about vegetables suffering in these big rains, but summer fruit, how is that looking at the moment?
Yeah, well, it's coming to the end of that season. We've got two main areas in New Zealand that grow our summer fruit, Central Hawke's Bay and, Central Otago and Hawke's Bay. Now, in Central, it's been warm and dry this summer. Hawke's Bay, they've had a wet summer, and that has meant much lower yields for their summer fruit crops. With less fruit around, it's meant the prices for these fruit have been more expensive for us, perhaps better prices for growers, and that's things like peaches, plums, nectarines and apricots. And Summer Fruit New Zealand Chief Executive Kate Hellstrom says that the wet weather earlier in the season, it was during a vital pollination window, and that's had a big impact on Hawke's Bay growers.
Some are saying that they've had up to 50% lower yield than last year. It's still data's coming in on that, but yeah, it hasn't, for the Hawke's Bay growers, the weather pattern just wasn't playing in there. For them, it's just impacted their yield significantly. Although there's been, losses, those prices have kept things up. But again, Hawke's Bay will have had productivity losses.
They certainly have. Hastings stone fruit grower Alistair Curtis, he normally picks about 70 crates of apricots from his 4-hectare orchard, and this year he picked 7.
We've had such changeable weather over the last few months. A lot of the varieties were all right, but just one or two in between, depending on when the weather was bad. Yes, so the crop was variable. It's because the bees weren't coming out when we're out in flower. It was cold, wet, windy, etc. So the bees, they were just staying in their hives.
Alistair Curtis says in his 30 years of growing stone fruit, it is probably one of the worst seasons. It matches one that he had a while back with a -7 degree frost that came at a bad time and that wiped the crop out. So as we all know, the weather affects our produce all over the place. Hawke's Bay season, that's all but complete, but there's still more stone fruit to come out of Central Otago in the coming weeks, and it's good quality. So that's good news.
That is good news. Thank you, Susan Murray.